Hey there, it's Paula here. I just wanted to let you know that I have a brand new free live masterclass coming up to help you to shoot smarter, not harder. And that's with personal brand mini sessions. Now, I have had so much success in running these mini sessions that I want to share with you how you too can optimize your time and really streamline your energy to help you to make more in your business. And this is by generating nearly a month's worth of income in one single shoot day. So if you want to learn how to do that, my friend, make sure you jump in because these masterclasses are only going to be live just for a couple of days. So it's paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. That again is paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. And I'll also pop a link into the show notes for this episode for you so you can jump in live and learn for free with me. I'll see you in there. Welcome, welcome to the Business of Personal Brand Photography. My name is Paula Brennan. I am your host and I am coming to you from what is now becoming a much warmer Sunshine Coast. It wasn't a bad winter for us, but it is definitely, the seasons are turning and it's so exciting to me, enjoying getting out and about a bit more. Now this week, I am very excited to bring to you a chat I had with someone who's very special to me. She's a former student. Well, she's actually still a current student inside, but she was a breakthrough student of mine. For those of you who know about my breakthrough program that I was running a couple of years back. And Mandy was just phenomenal to watch. So her name is Mandy Lee. She is a photographer from Brisbane. And I've just really enjoyed watching her business grow. And I have to say, not only has it been a joy to watch her business grow, but it's also been a joy to see her come out of her shell a little bit. And in this episode, she's going to talk about that, so I won't give anything away. But we discuss lots of things. We talk about running mini shoot days. We talk about making transition from other genres. We talk about hiring venues and how much fun that is. So I'm really excited to bring to you this episode with Mandy Lee. Welcome, Mandy. Thank you so much for joining us here on the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So nice. I mean, I've been watching you for ages. Obviously, you are a student of mine, but I've always just loved how gung-ho you are. And that's why I wanted to bring you on to have a discussion, because it doesn't matter what I've thrown at you as a student, like you just picked it up. So can we backtrack a little bit? And I want to ask you, how did you start in your photography business?
I'd always loved taking photos ever since I was a kid. And I used to always have the little small compact camera. And one time the one I had died. So I went to the camera store, decided to buy a DSLR. I turned it on and had no idea what all those numbers and letters like f-stops and all that were. So I decided to sign up for a photography course, a very beginner's photography course. And then from there, I literally did every course that this studio offered. And I went to a portrait one and I photographed this girl. They got in models and that. And I took this photo of her and we had to send them in the photos in for critique. And they used one of them in their newsletter. And that photo, when it went out to people, someone wanted to buy it. And I was gobsmacked. I was like, whoa, I could actually get paid for doing this. And the rest is history, really. It's sort of, that's how it came about, because I'd know this was not my intention for my life at all.
So you started in portraits then? Is that where you got your start?
Yes, it was. But back then, I didn't want to photograph people at all. I wanted to do landscape, pretty flowers, you know, water droplets, that type of stuff. But they offered a portrait course, so I did it because I'd done all the others. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And so I guess then what kind of made you come to personal branding?
To be honest, I actually have a friend she had started doing personal branding and she kept on at me about it. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. I wasn't interested in it. What I was seeing was just, they were basically portraits of businesswomen, like headshots. There was nothing interesting about them until I came across, I think you must have done a sponsored post or something on Facebook, and I saw one of your photos and I literally stopped and I thought, wow, that's interesting. And then not knowing it was personal branding, you know, and then I actually read what you had written and it's like, oh my gosh, I love this. I want to know more, you know.
Yeah, right. And tell me then about your journey into personal branding. Like, did we start working together? I don't know this story, so I'm really curious what happened. Did you come and do a course or?
No, I think I contacted you pretty early on. And I signed up for the Breakthrough Program. I had no idea what I was doing. I think I photographed my old business mentor, actually. I got her in to get do some photos, and I look at them now and I think, oh my God, they're terrible. She loves them. But they're nothing like what I saw of yours, you know? And yeah, I just sort of, I don't know. You really captivated me. What you were showing, it was something different. So I signed up for your Breakthrough Program. I went to your retreat, which was, that changed my world. Like, seriously. So far out of my comfort zone, but totally changed my world. Yeah.
It was pretty special though. That was a pretty special experience, even for me as a teacher. You don't know what you don't know until people start asking you questions. And the questions that you get asked in the room are so different to what people ask across the screens. And obviously being able to be in a room and watch somebody shoot and watch somebody interact and pose and stuff, it's so different, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And like, I didn't know that you could like photograph in these styled homes. I had no idea that was a thing. And I think that's what's really enticed me, is because I used to love, when I was younger, I loved styling things. I signed up I did actually start an interior design course years ago. I never finished it. My kids were like 2 and 3 or something at the time. Never finished it. But I think with doing what we do, like in the styled homes, it incorporates that bit of interior design that I love. And it's like the best of both worlds. I get to meet these amazing women and photograph them in this beautiful setting. You know, it really is. It lights me up. Yeah, for sure.
I think that's a big game changer for a lot of people because, you know, I here's the thing. A lot of people go, oh, I can't photograph like you do. And I'm like, do you know what? A lot of it is circumstantial. It's like I'm creating and curating the experience, but I'm also designing the set by the locations that I choose. Whereas, I mean, you would know from the past as well, a lot of the time we used to be at the peril of what our clients would choose, and you'd sort of turn up and you'd have to make something really drab look great.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I actually photographed in a client's house a few months ago now, and it was a nightmare. It's like, oh my gosh, this is just not, it's not easy, you know, whereas when you go in these styled homes, everything's so easy. It's, you're not moving furniture around. You're not moving clutter out of the way. You've got beautiful light. You know, you're literally taking photos. That's it.
And I think that's the game changer. Like, you know, like even to be able to, I think for me personally, to be able to create a lot of variety for clients, but to be able to create variety quickly for them, you don't want to have to be like moving furniture and like sort of like re-navigating lights for every single thing. Hey, like it's just when you go into these homes, as you say, everything's sort of, it's like, I feel like for me, like every corner I get to turn, it's like, whoa, here's a whole new set.
There's photo opportunities everywhere. It opens up your world. It's really incredible. Yeah. When you've only got to do it once and you're hooked.
Yeah. So tell me, I guess, I mean, you actually wrote me a message recently that like I was like pretty stoked about when you said like, thanks to your course, I've like filled this mini day. So tell me about the experience of shooting that.
Okay, that was fun. So I hired a beautiful home. I actually only wanted 4 ladies. That was what I thought that will be enough for me for one day. So I ended up getting the 4 ladies really easily, which surprised me. But then after I booked them, I ended up with another lady who contacted me through someone else I had photographed in the past. She wanted to join in, and it's like, well, no, I couldn't do her as well because I didn't have the time. I wanted to make sure I had enough time. You know, I didn't want to be rushed. But it turns out she was a beautician back in the day. So she actually did her own hair and makeup, came in when we first got there. So for that first hour that I would have been waiting, doing nothing, waiting for the lady to have her hair and makeup done, like the first lady originally, I was photographing this other lady who was the add-in. So I got 5 for that day. And, yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, I'm doing it again. Yeah.
Oh, it's really like, that's the whole model though, right? You can just keep doing it again and again. And do you know what the thing is that the clients start to get, for, I don't know about for you, but for my clients sort of start to get excited about the new property that I might be photographing at. Do you know, they're like, oh, I want to get in on that one.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that happens. So, yeah. But what I really loved is it's one location. Like if I was to do a full day or a half day with one client, we generally will hair and makeup, then we might go to a cafe, and then I will hire a home, so we'll go for a couple of hours there, and then we might end up at the beach. So you've got like up to three locations, whereas this is one location. I've got five clients, and I'm making more money in one day in one location than I am if I was to have an all day with just the one client.
Yeah, can we talk about figures? Do you have the final tally on how you did with that day?
Yeah, I do. Okay, I ended up for that day, from the five ladies, I got $7,250. Okay, I had to pay for the house, I paid for my makeup artist, I paid for an assistant, and I did get a photographer in to take some behind the scenes video because Jordan wasn't available. and so all up, my profit for that day was $4,600.
That's a good day.
Yeah.
Did you ever photograph weddings?
No.
Because I think a conversation I have a lot of the time with wedding photographers is that they're scared of letting go of that lucrative income. And this is, you know, like for me, I think this is the game changer for people who are in weddings, because you can get similar money. And as we said, like you probably worked between what, like 9 and 3 or something, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that is exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. In air conditioning.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And I was able to actually, the lady I got in to take some behind the scenes video, I got her at the end to take some branding photos of me. So I've ended up with more photos that I can use as well, and didn't cost me anything to do.
Yeah. So good. Mandy, I said at the start of this call, I've always loved how much of an action taker you are. The very first thing that I remember you getting a great result from was the Done For You campaign. Now, I want to just dig into that one a little bit, because this is going back a couple of years ago, but we've modeled some courses off the edge of that because it was so successful. But had you run a campaign like that before?
No, never.
Did you have a database at the time? Did you have you must have had an active audience.
No, what actually happened was I think I had 20 people on my newsletter list. I sent it out, I sent the info out, I got no one. But what happened was, I think that I said before, the old mentor, that business mentor I had years ago, I had photographed her. She had been using her photos, and someone she knows had seen them, so she reached out to me. And in the end, I ended up getting four. There was her and three of her friends who also own their own business. So it was similar to the branding day that I did, only I did them all at the same time. They were all there,
yeah,
together. So I photographed the four of them, and we ended up at the beach as well, which was a very long day, but. Yeah, no, I had never done anything like that. I think from memory, I created a video of me speaking that you suggested doing, very outside my comfort zone, I tell you. But that was actually what they said that enticed them to do it.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, so I used the wording that you had suggested. I mean, I didn't copy it completely. I made it my own.
Yeah.
But once you've got that script, you can then change it to sound like you. You know,
and that's the thing. Like, I think sometimes it's just, you need that launch pad, you need that starter kind of framework, don't you, just to get things going.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, with like the branding day, I used your mini sessions, the training for that. And that was everything included though. I'm talking everything. It was all social media posts. It was emails. It was when to send the emails. It was what to say if you were to do video. It was literally everything, step by step.
Like, yeah, and you followed it and you got good results.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, you hear photographers who, like, they say, oh, it doesn't work for me, but they're not following it. They're not, like, you know, like Sue Bryce used to give all of that info out and stuff, and like, But you just need to do it. Don't change it. Just make it your own, obviously. But yeah, and do each step.
Yeah, and I think that's for me sometimes is the frustrating part because, like it's the second, the third, and the fourth email that you need to send is where you get the impact. A lot of people get scared if they don't get results off the first one. And I think that's what I've loved about watching your journey is you just keep moving forward and you just, and you navigate. And sure, some things won't work, but you can never always pinpoint the one activity that's going to work for you, right? I'm sure you found this yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
It's that constant kind of needing to do, be in action and be in activity. And then something resonates with somebody and then they may not book that shoot necessarily, but they're booking something.
Yeah, and the thing is too, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes either. Like I've had numerous people reach out to me who I had never even heard of. They'd never liked a post of mine. The name had never come up, yet they've been following me for ages. And now that they're ready to book, you know, and it's just sort of like you do have to keep being consistent. I was before I met you, I was one of those photographers. I would try something, like hope and pray something worked. It didn't work, so you know, stop that, forget that. But send out an email, that didn't work. Then I found out you need to send multiple emails, like you said. You can't just send one, it didn't work, so try something new. You just need to be consistent with it all and have a bit of a plan in place and systems and strategies and stuff. And yeah, it's
Yeah,
definitely.
I haven't told you this, but going forward inside of the membership, we're just announcing it in the next week. But we're going to be like doing the, and you've been sort of part of this for a while, but we're going to be doing like specific marketing activities every single
Oh,
month
cool.
so that
Yeah.
you just jump on board when you want to. So I'm not going to suggest that you do everything all at once and, try and do this month and this month and this month. But I think that being able to have sort of like, I don't know, for me personally, I think someone who's signaling now's the time you should be focusing on this. If you want to get on board a Christmas promo, now's the time we should be starting this. Let's do it. And then you just do it for a couple of weeks, it's done. And then it's out of your way. So that's what we've got coming up, which I'm super excited about because you and I both know you've got quite a successful business now too. And you know that it's the marketing stuff that's, you've got to keep consistent, right?
Yeah, for sure. And in the end, it all pays off. Like that lady that I mentioned earlier, the extra one that I got for my branding day, she hadn't even been to my website. She literally contacted me because someone else I'd photographed had said how awesome I was. So she hadn't even said, like, she'd seen her photos, obviously, but she hadn't bothered to check out my website, check out any social media or anything of me. She just got my phone number and that was it.
She didn't need it because she had the social proof, and that's the thing,
It's amazing. It's just sort of, whereas before it would just be, I would constantly be doing nothing, you know, because that didn't work. So, you know, nothing's working. Nothing I do works. It works for everybody else, but not me. Yeah,
Look, I
that's
think
what.
that it's really easy to get caught in the overwhelm. Like if I go back to my former self, it'd be like I'd have a list where it goes, I should be blogging, I should be writing 10 posts a week, I should be doing, back in the day it wasn't reels, but that would have been on the to-do list. And if you don't know where to start, I can completely understand sitting in procrastination or overwhelm or both, like I think that's kind of natural. And I mean, I say this a lot, sort of like in my sales pages and marketing messaging and stuff, but I truly believe this. When in our photography journey did we learn how to be big, good business people? Like,
Yeah, we didn't. That's the thing. And I think that's where, like that's what you do. You don't necessarily teach people how to take photos. I mean, you do to a point, but it's the business side of it that it, I mean, like before, I knew how to take photos, good photos. I didn't know what to do with them. You know, I didn't know how to use them to get more clients.
I was literally teaching inside of the minis course again this morning, and you know this process when you get to like doing automations and stuff, right? And I was sitting there and I was like, guys, this is not the sexy stuff, but this is the sexy stuff that'll bring money into your bank account. It'll be sexy in a couple of
Oh,
months' time.
I know. And I have to admit, because I had never done anything like that, and even prior to this branding day, which was only a couple of weeks ago, I hadn't set up automations or anything. But for the branding day, I did. I joined Studio Ninja, signed up for that, and yeah, took your advice and went with it. And my gosh, it's so much easier.
Oh, do you know what? It's just that to me, it's the weight off your head, like not having to think, have I sent that? Have I done this? Like, you know, and then not having to deal with the questions from the clients either. Like,
Yeah.
that's
You answer
huge.
those questions in the emails that you send.
Yeah.
Before they ask.
Yeah, get that
Yeah.
tiny little bit ahead, you know. So I guess let's have a look at, okay, let's go back to like maybe pre-pandemic times, because it's a little bit hard to judge on sort of like 2020 coming into 2021. But what's changed in your business from sort of like, I guess maybe that sort of pre-personal branding to now?
Okay, before I was photographing teenage girls for a confidence boost mainly. I also had a full-time job before the pandemic. So I was photographing on weekends, doing nothing else with my life at all because I was just busy photographing and going to work. During the pandemic, I got made redundant from my job, which was awesome. I was so happy because it gave me the time to put into my business. But 2021, I was still photographing teens like all the way until the end of the year, which is when I found you. So even though I was not working, no longer had my full-time job, I was still only doing photography part-time. It was more or less still a hobby for me, because what I was doing, like we were talking about before, it was just hoping and praying that something worked. I didn't feel like a businesswoman as such, or a woman in business. I just felt like someone who liked taking photos, you know. But since finding you, doing the breakthrough program, and now like in your other training, I feel like a businesswoman. I feel like I'm in control of stuff, and yeah, and I'm doing the hours I need to do to live the life I want to live, you know. It's amazing. It's changed my life, you know. And it's like, personally, like for my business, it's changed my business, but personally, it's changed my life as well. Like, I think it's made me more of a confident person. I feel like I've done a lot more than I would have done. I've stepped outside of my comfort zone a lot. Like I said, I probably wouldn't have done this podcast with you. Also, what it's done is with the styled homes, like it's we have actually, Brian and I have actually gone and redone all our furniture. We've sanded it all back. We've made it all beautiful. It's like brand new. I've styled all of our living areas and stuff in our kitchen, and it's just beautiful. Like I said, it's changed my life. And that is a big part of what I love. You know, I love the styling. I love the, I think that's what drew me to the houses, the styled homes. Yeah.
I think coming back, like there's just such an ease as well for you and for the clients too, I find when you go to the, do you find that? Like for me, I don't feel like I don't need to fuss as much on those mini shoot days. Like it feels like for me, everything's like, of course you're kind of working at pace and you've got a few people to manage and things like that. But I really feel like creatively it got me back, my juices flowing too, do you know, like
yeah, for sure, definitely,
and made it easy for my clients to come, do you know, like I guess when you're doing the larger branding shoot days, it's great, I love the product, I love being able to do like lots of variety and lots of locations and things like that, but it's hard work for your clients as well, do you know, like I mean, and it's a lot of time out of their schedule, whereas if they can come and just like get everything that they need in an hour.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, for sure. And not only that, though, you're actually, with doing this type of thing, you're actually attracting higher end clients as well, I think. You're not like, you still get the price shoppers, don't get me wrong, you still do. And some people don't value what you do. But the people that you're photographing that do come in for these days, they do value what you do. They value that higher quality of photography. And they walk in the door of these styled homes and they're just like, wow, they're gobsmacked. So it's quite an experience for them.
100% agree.
You just hear them talking about these beautiful homes. Yeah.
And I think that's a big thing that, you know, a lot of, I don't know if you've like sort of thought about the future of photography with AI and all of that sort of stuff, but I met another photographer who's local, who's actually done the breakthrough program as well. I met her at the gym the other day and we were sort of having the discussion and I said, Hands down, I don't think you can beat a good experience. And I think that going forward into the future, yes, some people will plug a photo of them into AI and they'll get 50 different versions of them doing 50 different activities. But women value quality experience. And I don't think that you can change that. So for me, I found similar to you that I'm attracting a level of clients at this level now. And it's funny because the price point of these photo shoots, you and I both know, is actually less for these clients to invest in if than doing like a half day shoot or a full day shoot or something like that. However, the level of clients that are coming in, I find are just so appreciative of the experience. They're so appreciative of not having to think about organizing stuff that they just get to walk in and walk out.
Yeah, they virtually turn up with a few outfits. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, hair and makeup's taken care of. They don't need to know how to pose. They don't need to know how to do anything.
No.
They just, and I think they really appreciate that.
I also think too, you know, you're using the exact same structure because this is what I'm selling in the minis course. I sell the blueprint for how I run it. But I think the fact that you are drip feeding the information when they need it is that you're not overwhelming them or bombarding them, and you're not creating like massive to-do lists or anything like that for them. So it's just like, I have to think about this week. And then she sends me an email. Oh, I've just got to focus on this thing this week. You know, it's just such an easy process for them.
definitely. Yeah. So, in the email, send things like hanging jewelry with your outfits. So you're attaching the jewelry with the outfits so they don't forget to change their jewelry once they change outfits. Things like that. And I think they really appreciate that.
100% they do. Cause it's just like, I mean, we've got to think as well, like the last time a lot of your new clients would have had a photo shoot like this could have probably been on their wedding day. Do you know?
Which
could have been 20 or 30 years ago, depending on the client. So, or not like Mandy just got married very recently, guys. Congratulations again. So let's have a look then, I guess, maybe at your results over the last year. So what kind of clients have you been able to work with as a result of kind of switching into personal branding? Or is there one particular client that you can just go, oh my gosh, this just lights me up that I got to work with her?
I've worked with quite a few ladies that they're really inspiring. They have stories to share, you know. That like when I used to do portraits, it was just they come into the studio, you take their photo, you might have a little chat, but not much. But doing personal branding, you actually hear their stories. And some of these women, they've led some amazing lives. They've gone through a lot of struggles. They've ended up on top, and they're inspiring. They kind of make me want to do more. Mm-hmm. You know. I couldn't say there was one in particular that I've really enjoyed working with. There's so many of them. Yeah.
I kind of agree. I was doing an audit as I was saying that question out loud, and I'm going, could I pinpoint one? And I was like, no, because it to me as well is I find a lot of the limitations that I hear from photographers is, oh, like it's just not a thing in my area, or there's just not enough businesses in my area. And the thing that inspires me is like there is like some of the people and what they do and what they create, I'm just like, how did you come up with that? Like, how did you end up here? Like, what inspired you to end up here? I photographed a lady at the end of last year, and she makes pajamas for kids who've got are in hospital with terminal illness, and she makes fun pajamas. I know I'm going to well up with tears as I say this. And I mean, it's a beautiful story because her daughter was sick. Thank God she came through, and she's, you know, whatever, but that's her legacy, is based on around that experience and helping young kids to just have a funner experience with fun PJs. And you know, and I go, wow, like I've got goosebumps as I say this. Like, to me, that's just so special.
Yeah, it is. It's, there's so many women out there with so many amazing stories.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess you and I are very much in the women's space. I mean, there's equally as many men and, you know, out there as well.
Oh, there are too, yes. And I did actually photograph one of the ladies actually that came for the branding day. She was a real estate agent, and she brought her son who is almost finished high school who will be joining the business with her. So I got to photograph a man. You know, it was fun.
So back to what you were saying at the start with the thing, I always put the men in as the first shoot because they don't, most of the time they just need a little tiny touch up and a bit of maybe gel or product in the hair. So they are my first hour filler. So yes, you know, whilst I market majoritively to men, I find that to women, I find that the men still come because their assistant or their wife or something's like, you need to be photographed by Paula.
Actually, a really good idea. I never thought of that. To actually get a man in first.
It's the easiest. It's the easiest spot to fill for the blokes, you know. And usually, like if we start at, you know, at say like 8 o'clock at a venue, I'll get him to come at 8:30 because usually the blokes only want like two changes or three changes or something. They still need all of the images, but they don't have to fuss around with the fancy underwear like we do.
Yeah. Exactly.
So what would you say to any photographer out there who's like sitting on the fence and maybe going, oh, I'm not sure, maybe I might do personal branding, maybe I won't?
I'd say do it. You won't regret it. The biggest thing I would say is for people who are photographing portraits and making decent money from it, the majority that I know, they aren't being paid until after the photo shoot. Until they come back to have a look at their photos, and you hope and pray that they love their photos and they buy them. Whereas branding, you get paid up front. So you get paid your money, you do the photo shoot, and then you upsell. You take more than their 20 photos or whatever their package is, and they can't resist them, that you upsell. And you can go back to doing gallery reveals and not in-person reveals. So, the upsell's really good. Like I had a lady, it was an all day shoot. She spent $2,900. And then when she saw her photos, she rang me up and she said, oh, it's a no brainer. I want them all.
Mm.
So,
and that's that process as well of making it simple for them to say yes to just wanting them all rather than trying to make it too complicated, which I understand when you come from the portrait world, you're sort of used to having to structure things in stages. But that's, I think that's the beauty of the branding I find as well. Is that it's sort of like, it's kind of almost black and white as well, even though it's an emotional buy for a lot of women to invest in themselves like this. I think when they see themselves like that and when they understand the marketing capacity for it, and as well, the fact that they can write it off, like it's just, to me, you know, this sector of the business, I'm just like, how are not more people not dipping into this, do you know?
I know. Because that's actually one of the reasons why I looked into branding as well, is because it's a necessity. It's not a luxury like portraits or the teens that I used to photograph. And with the interest rates that were rising at the time, that was like my bookings for teens was dropping off because it was becoming a luxury that people couldn't afford. Mm. Whereas branding, it's a necessity, especially now. People really need to stand out. You know.
I mean, there's so much competition for eyeballs online. Do you know, I feel like it's funny. I was doing a Google search with a client on the call the other day, and you know, we did the Google search, and there was ones that had like visuals attached to them that were really good quality, and there was ones that didn't. And I just said to her out of the blue, I was like, "Does this sort of like, does this matter to you?" And she was like, "Hell yeah." She goes, "I wouldn't even look at that business. Look at that photo. It just looks unprofessional. It looks tacky. It doesn't, you know." And I was like, that to me, listening to a client give me that feedback, I was just like, boom, that's where it is. We all make our first assessments based on that initial first impression. And you've only got one chance to do it. Then they're gone to the next one on the list.
Yeah. Like you said, like I recently got married, right? So I remember when we were trying to find a celebrant, I looked through so many. First of all, I put a post in a business group, asked for recommendations, and then I looked through everyone that they all suggested until I found someone who had a decent photo. Like all of their photos were just snapshots that their husband might have taken, or there was even one that was like you could see the arm of the other person beside them. And it's like, yeah, no. Honestly, I just kept going. I thought, no, I didn't read anything about them. I just looked at their photo and thought, no. No, no. And then I found someone who had a decent photo.
And I mean, it's as simple as that. Like it's the marketing messaging then becomes as simple as that. Like, you know, what kind of first impression are you making? Like, do you know, that's the thing. And I think in the age that we're in, I mean, we literally are smack bang in the middle of the age of the personal brand for as long as this lasts. But with the, you know, the rise of the influencers, like to me, everywhere I look, I see all of the big marketers just talking about personal brand, personal brand, personal brand. I'm like, you know, you and I, Mandy, are at the four, like we're at the head start of the line. We've got all of our systems set up. We've got, you know, and I see you all the time. You come up on my social media feed all of the time. So well done you. You are doing such good work with your marketing.
And I have to say, I have had so many people comment on my website, which I built myself using all the info that you gave out to us.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't teach us how to build a website. You told us what to put in the website.
Oh, look, I mean, me watching your website build was like a little, like a pinch moment, you know, like watching that come to life. And, you know, when we got to do the website reviews and stuff like that, I was just like, you remember, I was there and I was like, wow, this is so good. This is so good. And you're like, yeah, yeah, this is what you taught us. I'm like, no, but this is just so good.
Yeah.
It is very beautiful. And I'm going to pop a link to Mandy's website in here so you guys can check it out because it's just absolutely beautiful. And do you know what I love is when I land on your page, it feels like you. It just feels like really beautiful, well taken care of, do you know, really thoughtful, like every like you've thought about every different turn of the client's experience. Like, yeah, it's just beautiful.
That's what you taught me. So, yeah.
Good stuff, Mandy. Well, I really want to say thank you to you so much for coming and chatting to everyone today. You've shared so much, which is really generous of you. But yeah, I just think, you know, I love watching what you do and I love watching what you're creating. And just I like I was going to say, I had goosebumps when you were talking about the impact that this has all had on your life, because I, you know, watching that happen for you has just been pretty special for me too. So thank you.
It was good actually. I was very nervous before coming on, but no, it was really nice talking to you.
Well, there you have it, my discussion with Mandy Lee. Isn't she awesome? I just love what she's doing. I love her energy. And yeah, if you want to go and check out her website, I'm going to pop a link into the show notes so you can go and have a little sticky beak and see what we were talking about with that gorgeous site that she's created. Now, of course, if you love the idea of learning with me, just like Mandy's done, well, I have created this education membership site, which is probably the best way that you can connect with me. We do have a number of courses that you can DIY yourself as well. However, this membership community is growing and with really beautiful photographers. We meet once a month so we can have live Q&As. There's an entire huge resource of education that's available to you within that, no matter whether you need help with marketing, with sales, with your customer journey and experience. There's ways that you can just come and look behind the scenes on photo shoots with me as well. And we do have three different levels no matter where you're at. So if you want to go and check that out and you want to come and learn with me, you can start today for as little as $20 a month. So it's a really great and easy, accessible way to learn with me. So I'm going to pop a link into the show notes for that as well. And of course, we do have our premium products, our premium courses that you can DIY. If you prefer to just get a course and go through it on your own, you're more than welcome to jump on board those courses as well. However, I do find that a lot of people get more out of having accountability, and that's really what I've tried to put into my membership learning style experience. We have a lot of live learning, so that way I can help you to move through stuff with that element of accountability. And guys, let me tell you, I literally give you everything that you need, all right? I give you all of the copy. I need to give you all of the step-by-step lessons. I walk you through this stuff to help you to get into action, because I know that, you know, it's very easy to buy a course and sort of like leave it sitting on the shelf and not get to it. And that's why the live training is the element that I love. And it's really been a learning, like a way of me teaching that I've really found a lot of people get a lot of, get results out of. I think that's the main thing. So yeah. So anyway, if you want to go check that out, you can click the link in the show notes here. Otherwise, I'll look forward to catching you next week for another episode of the Business of Personal Brand Photography. Bye for now. Wings of salty, I'll still take a bite.